Okay, the motion is to uphold the protest.
The ABC board's decision was greeted by a brief, stunned silence. And then... It was the first meeting the ABC board has ever held in Bethel, and several board members said they'd never seen one like it. About 150 people crowded into Bethel's cultural center on Tuesday, including most of the YK Delta's political leadership. Residents from throughout the region called into the meeting remotely. The ABC board reached its decision after listening to almost 5 hours of tense and tearful public comments, and the overall message was clear. Alcohol is devastating the area's communities, and the AC Quick Stop liquor store is making it worse.
When children are afraid to go into the store, when I'm afraid to go into the store. My husband's out of town. I had to stock up on groceries because I don't want to go there at night.
That's Patty Burley, Bethel's city attorney. In denying AC Quick Stop its liquor license, the ABC board upheld the city of Bethel's protest against it. When AC Quick Stop opened in 2016, it was Bethel's first liquor store in almost 40 years. And Burley says the city has been overwhelmed by its impact.
Deaths have gone up 83%. Intoxicated pedestrians have more than doubled. Call volume has risen by more than 7,000. We're not putting the blame on AC. They're a business doing what they're supposed to do, holding them responsible for their store.
Bethel's police department and paramedics have experienced an overwhelming increase in calls. And earlier in the meeting, Tundra Women's Coalition Director Eileen Arnold, who runs one of the YK Delta's few women's shelters, said her program has seen a 20% increase in reported sexual assaults since the liquor store opened. AC Quick Stop is located in a densely populated neighborhood not far from Bethel's public schools. And Burley argued that the Alaska Commercial Company, which owns AC Quick Stop, had both picked a dangerous location and done little to ensure the community's safety. Dozens of speakers echoed Burley's concerns, including Danielle Craven, a teacher who was born and raised in Bethel. She actually voted for legal alcohol sales back in 2015.
As I look back at that vote and over the last 2 years, seeing the devastation of our people and the hurt of our people, it's made me I didn't fathom that when I cast that vote. And the location where the AC liquor store is horrible. It truly is in the most poorest part of our community.
Not everyone agreed. Former city council member Nikki Hoffman also voted to legalize sales in 2015, and she spoke in favor of renewing Bethel liquor licenses, along with a handful of other residents. Alcohol will be a problem in the YK Delta no matter what, she argued, so Bethel might as well regulate it, capturing revenues from alcohol sales while edging out bootleggers.
I truly believe that there are a lot of people who do support the sales of alcohol, but a lot of people are not up here because of maybe who their friends are.
Bethel voters weighed in on legal alcohol sales in 2009 and 2015, and both times they opted for it. The Alaska Commercial Company defended its store to the board. Attorney Katie Davies claimed the company had gone above and beyond to cooperate with Bethel by voluntarily restricting its business, and that AC had hired plainclothes security to patrol the area. Several Bethel community members disputed just how effective, or even present, that security actually was. Davies also said AC agrees that the store's current location isn't ideal and suggested seeking a new site. But Alaska's ABC board is compelled to agree with municipalities when they oppose a local liquor license renewal, provided that the opposition is not, quote, arbitrary, capricious, and unreasonable. The board found that Bethel had good reason to object to the liquor store and proceeded to support the city's protest. Alaska Commercial General Manager Walter Pickett says the company will await official notification by the board before deciding its next step. While the ABC board's main goal was to come to a decision on liquor licensing issues, the meeting quickly became a forum for a heart-wrenching wider discussion of alcohol's impact in YK Delta communities. Dozens of elders, political leaders, and other residents told the board that AC Quick Stop's liquor store had caused an increase in alcohol-related deaths, crimes and medical emergencies in the region's villages. Many of those villages don't have the resources to manage this. Guithlac's village public safety officer, Joseph Nikolai, said his workload has more than tripled since the liquor store opened.
In one day, we had 12 gun calls in one light. And no trooper went over after 4 days.
Many speakers urged Bethel to go dry, but this isn't the end of legal alcohol sales in Bethel. While the ABC board denied AC Quick Stop's liquor license renewal, it approved that of Bethel Native Corporation's Bethel Spirits, a store the corporation has chosen to only open 30 days each year. The city council did not protest that renewal. BNC plans to transfer its liquor license to Caribou Traders Liquor, which is owned by the Sea Lion Corporation, a native corporation based in the dry village of Hooper Bay. The board opted to postpone its decision on the transfer until after Bethel's October elections, where voters will decide once again whether they still want legal alcohol sales in their town at all. Bethel's third allotted package store liquor license was awarded to longtime Bethel resident Cesare Machinsky last fall, and it was not up for renewal yesterday. To complicate matters even further, the ABC board casually told Mayor Rick Robb that Bethel should actually be zoned for 2 package store liquor licenses, not the 3 currently allotted to them. The ABC board's decision went into effect almost immediately, and many Bethel residents spent the store's remaining hours stocking up on supplies. At 10 p.m. Tuesday night, the line at Bethel's liquor store was out the door.
No pictures.
And at 11 p.m., the store closed for good. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsourilis.